In New York today at the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed an unusual subject, junk food. He criticized some food companies for what he called a shameful history of putting profit ahead of public health. The remarks launched the UN Summit on Non-Communicable Diseases, including diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. But another type of chronic condition is receiving scant attention at the summit, even though it's estimated to affect about a half billion people. That's mental illness. Mental health advocates say this is not the first time the UN has ignored the issue, and that could hurt patients in developing nations, for instance, those in Africa. Joanne Silberner has our story.
At a small health clinic in western Uganda, it's Medication Day for Psychiatric Drugs, an event that happens every month or so. A clerk sits near an unscreened window, counting out pills for the long line of patients. People have walked for miles past small farms and through red clay hills to get here. 23-year-old Beatrice Madumia waits quietly. In 2009, she developed an illness she calls
Mental head.
All she did was sleep. She says her family prayed. That didn't help. So they took her to the hospital, and antidepressants got her going again. Now she's back to farming and fetching water and washing clothes. But the antidepressants she's getting come from a charitable organization, and it's their last day at this clinic until more donations come in. Madumia is about to become like a lot of Ugandans with mental illness, diagnosed but without treatment. Julius Kayira knows of lots of people with mental illnesses who have never been treated. He can even show you photos of people chained to trees, the chains eating into their flesh. Kayira is director of an organization called Mental Health Uganda. He says there's an enormous funding gap for mental illnesses. He says a big part of the problem is the United Nations.
This is a major blow to our efforts.
This major blow is a set of objectives the UN set out in 2000 called the Millennium Development Goals.
The Millennium Development Goals have given direction to almost everybody.
The goals include eradicating extreme poverty and hunger and reducing the incidence of infectious diseases such as HIV and malaria. The goals have been called the most politically important pact ever made for international development. And they become the benchmarks that donors and countries aim to meet by 2015. But those goals say nothing about treating mental illness, and that takes a toll, says Kayira.
It's so hard for us to have any project funded by any international partners because you'll find that they don't have it in their strategic funding areas.
Mental health advocates around the world say the same thing, that the exclusion has held back mental health as a global health issue. Psychiatrist Vikram Patel with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says the Millennium Development Goals are the starting point for most aid efforts.
The Millennium Development Goals are one of the most important instruments for global policymaking. So when something's not part of the MDGs, they simply fall off the net, as it were.
A new report released just yesterday by the World Economic Forum figured the annual global costs of mental and neurological illnesses at $2.5 trillion. That's three times their figure for heart disease. Yet one of the chief architects of the Millennium Development Goals has defended the omission of mental illnesses. Columbia University's Jeffrey Sachs didn't make himself available for this story, but he's responded in print to the criticism from people like Patel. He wrote that the Millennium Development Goals were meant to focus on the health gap between rich and poor countries. He attributes the gap to infectious diseases, malnutrition, and unsafe childbirth. As Sachs put it, the goals were crafted to address these large gaps rather than to solve all pressing health problems. This week, the UN is addressing some of those pressing health problems, but yet again, mental illness is not a focus. That's frustrating to Julius Kayira, director of Mental Health Uganda. He says greater recognition of mental illnesses could make a big difference. He knows that because one time the UN did give attention to mental health. That was in a treaty on the rights of people with disabilities. Almost immediately, Kayira's group got two new funders. For the world, I'm Joanne Silberner.